It's one of my biggest fears realized. It's V96. It's Mo and Carla Mornings. So this woman gave birth to her child at a gas station.
I never thought in a million years I'd give birth in a parking lot of a gas station. I was feeling contractions that were very, very irregular, but they were very painful. And I really didn't think they were anything, but I guess they were. Then 5 minutes later, I already feel her head, and we had to pull over as soon as possible into the Hux.
Yeah, by the way, when you have a gas station delivery, there's no epidural.
No.
There's no nurse coming in to tell you how dilated you are.
But apparently dilated enough to feel the head.
Yeah.
That's wild.
Isn't that crazy? That would be just absolutely, that's so scary. And they say, by the way, that like normally every pregnancy that you have or every delivery you have goes a little bit quicker and quicker.
So
you're more likely to deliver not in the hospital. Yeah.
See, that just sounds so scary.
Because your body's like, oh, I know what I'm doing now.
Right. And I'm sure that it does, but your body probably doesn't know that it's at the Hux gas station parking lot.
Yeah. So, yeah, it was the Hux gas station, right?
So they're out in Indiana. And so this woman's name is Hannah. So they decided to name their baby girl Hazel.
Mm.
But they've already promised that when they have their next kid, if it's a boy, they're going to name him Huck.
Like after the gas station?
After the gas station.
Oh, man.
What?
I don't know. Huck.
You don't like the name Huck?
I don't love the name Huck, A. And B, like, why do I gotta be? Because my sister was born at the gas station. Now I gotta be Huck?
Watch him be born somewhere different, and then the next kid is like, well, congratulations, your name is 11 for 7-Eleven.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Well, okay, what would your name be if you were named after the place that you were born?
So I did make it to the hospital, or my mom did, and I would have been named Queen of the Valley.
Ooh, that's the name of your hospital?
Yeah.
That's pretty badass.
That's kind of cool, huh?
The hospital that I was born at was Martin Luther King Jr. Hospital in Anaheim, California.
I don't think you can have that name.
Probably shouldn't.
No.
It's already used, but great name.
Great name.
Yeah. 877-591-9696. I want to hear from somebody who gave birth not in a hospital.
Ooh.
Or was born. You have you were born not in a hospital. What's that story? Because that's got to be so insane and scary, right? Like when my wife delivered our daughter, like I had mapped out the exact route that we were going to take, you know, when she went into labor. Ended up, you know, they induced labor in this whole thing anyway, so I didn't have to, like, worry about her delivering on the side of the road. But here I pictured, like, what happens if my wife is delivering on the side of Lakeshore Drive, like, on the way downtown to go to the hospital. That sounds horrifying.
Imagine you're on your way downtown and you don't realize there's a marathon that day and all the streets are closed.
Would be so annoying.
Yeah.
It's scary. Who has contended with this? Maybe you're the product. You were born in a car. Would love to hear your birth story.
Or honestly, anywhere.
Or anywhere that's not a hospital is kind of crazy.
And really cool that, hopefully everything went well.
Sometimes it's done on purpose. There are home births and stuff like this. 877-591-9696. I want to hear about it.
We're curious.
Yeah, I think that story would be very interesting to hear. Who was born not in a hospital? Was it you? Was it your kid? Share the story with us this morning. All right, it's Mo and Carla Mornings in Eminem now. It's Chicago's B96. Curious to know who gave birth not in a hospital and what your story is. 877-591-9696. It's Mo and Carla Mornings on B96. Now, Allie in Evanston. So it wasn't you that gave birth not in a hospital. It was your sister.
Yeah, it was. So we live in Evanston, and she was supposed to give birth at Northwestern.
Okay.
And she thought she had plenty of time to stop and pick me up so I could be there with her in the delivery room. But the baby came sooner than that, so she ended up having it at my house.
Oh, my gosh.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Where are your house? Like, on the couch? Yeah. On your favorite rug? What happened?
No, we just, like, laid out a bunch of sheets and blankets on the bed, and it was wild, crazy, messy, loud. I mean, I don't have kids. I was like, what the hell is this?
Oh, no.
That is frightening.
I would never have kids after that. I'd be like, I've witnessed this.
Well, I imagine just on the phone with 911 going, please, somebody get here and rescue my house because there's a lot of stuff.
Yeah, I mean, I'm glad that, you know, my little nephew came out safely. And I mean, I didn't know what the hell I was doing. I don't work in the medical field. I don't have kids. I was like, come on, girl, you got this. And
come on, girl.
You're like, I played catch with my dad once when I was a kid. I think I could do this.
The encouragement you give the girls at the bar bathroom.
Oh,
my
gosh.
You're doing amazing, sweetie.
Keep it up. Keep one more push. Yeah. So I'm a godmother.
This is one of my biggest fears is not having the baby in a hospital. And it happens, like, regularly,
all
I feel
the time,
like.
Clearly.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Wow. Well, I'm glad that you were there for your sister. RIP to those sheets, but the family's all good, huh?
Yeah. So it's all good now. They're going to do a little different planning next time for the second one.
Yeah, yeah. I bet.
Maybe you Uber to the hospital.
Yeah. It's B96 with Mogan Carla Morning. So you gave birth not in a hospital. Tell us the story, Leanne, in Highland Park. So this is a pretty interesting one, huh?
So this was in Virginia,
okay.
And with my son, I went to the hospital, did everything, we did the classes. I was in labor for about 8 hours, and they were like, you know, it's late, you might want to go home, let this sit out, you know, first time mom. Mm-hmm. I'm like, are you sure? We're about 30, 45 minutes away. They're like, yes. When your contractions, when you feel it's like this and your pain, you can't really move and stuff, that's when you should come back.
Oh.
I was walking and talking up until getting into the bathtub to give birth. So my pain tolerance is pretty high.
Wow. Oh, wow.
So, spoiler alert, bathtub birth.
Bathtub birth.
Oh,
but
my
it wasn't
gosh.
Until I felt like, I kept telling my husband at the time, I was like, you know, if this gets any worse, I might need that epidural. And then at a certain point, I was like, oh, well, TMI, I have to poop. Oh. And my mom was like, if you have to poop, the baby's coming.
Yeah.
That's so then I check and I'm like, I feel a head.
Oh, no.
He wakes up. This is like 4 a.m. He wakes up and he's all like, holy cow. So my instinct was go into the bathtub.
Yeah,
so,
that's a good instinct.
Right. And I pushed twice. We're on the phone with 911 and he comes. Like, I didn't break my water. I didn't break nothing.
Oh, my gosh.
You should know, Leanne, as you're telling the story, our mouths are, like, open and eyes wide. Just
this sounds so
I did not find out until my second birth because the second doctor didn't really believe the whole. They were like, was this intentional? I'm like,
no.
Yeah, it's really intentional.
This was not a home birth that I wanted to have.
No.
Yeah.
Well,
no.
And by the way,
I ended up being diagnosed with precipitous labor. So I'm one of those people who can, like, just go from 1 centimeter to active labor.
Okay.
In less than 20 minutes.
Yeah, that's
so
that's
I could
really
just drop a baby.
That's really scary stuff. And I think, can I ask how long ago this was?
How old are you? 6.5 years ago.
Okay, so this wasn't like, you know, I was born in the 80s, and a similar thing happened with my mom. They were like, you're not delivering yet. You're not delivering yet. And then
she
did. I was born, there was no doctor in the room. I was still born at a hospital. The issue was I was born with the umbilical cord wrapped around my neck and was purple and not breathing.
Oh, no.
And so it was this whole disaster. There was a lawsuit and everything. Did you end up having a legal thing? Did you have to pay for the birth?
Well, this was with military. So you can't really sue the government like that.
Right, was it covered at least? Like, they're not like...
It was covered, because we both had to, unfortunately, like, my first moments with my son, he was in an ambulance and I was in another ambulance because we couldn't ride together.
Oh.
So he had to ride with his dad in the ambulance to the hospital.
Yeah.
And then, thank goodness, everything was fine. Like, by some miracle, he was head down, just came out, like... everything. And then the fire department had to come, and every time we passed by the apartment, I'm like, that's where you were born.
Yeah, I mean, how scary, though. I'm glad everything worked out. I don't believe in paying hospital bills when you don't give birth at the hospital.
I didn't know they could make you do that.
Yeah.
So that's adding that to the list.
That was the thing, that they sent us home and I didn't know what active labor looked like, and it looks like something different for people. So I have a high pain tolerance, and I'm sitting there walking and talking, you know, but my body is actually getting ready to give birth.
Yeah.
It's something that doctors have to be aware of.
And I think that's one thing that we learn is that, like, every pregnancy looks different. Every, even from, like, mom, like kid one and kid two could look different.
Yeah.
And then every delivery looks different. And so, oh, yeah. Man, that's scary stuff.
And it's not all kicking and screaming. It's not like the movies mm-hmm. where a woman is sitting there screaming. She's sitting there sitting like, man, I could really go for some Chipotle.
Yeah. You know what? And you did that, by the way. You did that. No epidural.
Yeah, you that's pretty cool, Mom.
Absolute champion.
Thank you, guys.
Although, if I ever have a kid, can I have 5 epidurals? Thank you.
Right?
Wow.
Well, his name means peace who will bring to others. So
what's his name?
His name is Joaquin.
Okay, cool. I love this story. Love that you shared it with us today. And by the way, all moms are absolute heroes. The fact that you can create
and
a
you
human.
You are your biggest advocate. Listen to your body.
Yeah.
Aww.
Yeah, you know what? That's a very good point. But the fact that you can create a human and deliver it into the world. That is
pretty awesome.
Yeah, that's pretty amazing. Thank you for sharing that story and have an amazing day, Leanne.
Thanks, guys. You too.
All right, bye.
Wow.
Wow.
Can you imagine being like, I think it's coming and I've got to go into the bathtub?
No.
No.
I would be in a full-on panic, which I'm sure the husband was, like, on with 911, like, ah, what do I do?
Please send someone over now.
Yeah. All right, coming up, I know this is a strange segue. 7 o'clock, Lala ticket tag. I just want to remind you, we have your Friday access. We'll get you qualified at 7.
Well, you know what? Moms have kids. Kids play tag.
Yeah, that's true.
Lala ticket tag.
That's the connection. 7 o'clock, get set. You can either watch.